Nice group, but Jay Leno's move to primetime has one group in Hollywood feeling more than a little anxious. Here's Morning Edition commentator and screenwriter John Ridley.
If you're dreaming about becoming a high-priced Hollywood writer, you might want to dream on. The Writers Guild of America West, that's the union that represents the bulk of movie and TV writers, recently released their annual report. It reads more like the script of a horror movie, and a low-budget one at that. So let me just cut to the chase. With fewer and fewer movies finding their way to the box office and more reality shows on TV, writers are suffering a near 50% unemployment rate, and year to year, earnings are down almost 20%. That's the lowest level for both in 5 years. How's that for a dream factory? Living in a company town, the wretched stink of the engine of creation grinding to a halt is everywhere. I know in my travels, movie lots, once full of energy, are now populated by scribes who schlep around their intellectual property, Willie Loman style, hoping for the sale, that one sale that'll put them back on top. And if things are bad for writers now, they're only going to get worse. Jay Leno and NBC are taking a lot of flack for annexing 5 hours of real estate previously devoted to some of the best scripted television in the history of television. And, yeah, cable TV has helped breach the gap as the new destination for quality fare, but cable shows literally aren't half of what network programs are. The writing staffs tend to be half the size of network shows, the pay half as much, and the seasons run about half as long. All that adds up to 3 times the hurt for writers. And what does this mean for viewers? Well, not a whole lot. If you're into The Biggest Loser or movies based on comic books, but if you liked everything from Hill Street Blues to ER to Network to The English Patient, expect to see a lot less entertainment that's reliant on the strength of the written word. A Hollywood script has long been the holy grail for writers. Some of the most gifted scribes from literature to stage were lured west with the enticement of celebrity and pixie dust. Raymond Chandler, Graham Greene, Norman Mailer, David Mamet. Masters all, but all still seeking to master one of the most difficult feats of amusement. The delicate balance of all the elements necessary to make filmed entertainment. Way back in 1926, Citizen Kane screenwriter Herman J. Mankiewicz seduced playwright and novelist Ben Hecht to Hollywood with a telegram which read, "Millions are to be grabbed out here, and your only competition is idiots." Well, there aren't millions to be made anymore. And the competition now is anything, and it doesn't necessarily have to be well written.
Screenwriter John Ridley is founding editor of ThatMinorityThing.com. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.